الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. For millennia, human beings have tried to understand what the reality is with regards to the stars in the sky. Since the beginning of time, human beings have gazed at the sky and tried to understand and appreciate the reality behind the stars, only understanding or only knowing for many, many years that stars were beautiful, stars were a canopy for the earth, or they created this canopy for the earth when one looked up, and that they were numerous. But beyond that, there wasn't much information with regards to how many there were. So scientists aimed to discover this. So eventually they sent out Hubble telescope into space, and in the early 90s, it was able to discover that there were approximately 200 billion galaxies in the universe. It was able to calculate approximately 200 billion galaxies in the universe. And this was a major discovery. And it opened up the eyes of many, because our scope is limited to where we currently live. And we think that this is it. But when you look into the sky, you know there's more. And when you look into the sky into more detail, with more depth, and you appreciate how intricate the universe really is. So this was a major discovery, and it perplexed many. It left people it left people mesmerized, you could say. And of course, the search continued. And recently, in last fall, it was published in the Science Journal that the current understanding is that there are actually 10 trillion galaxies in the universe. 10 trillion galaxies in the universe. 10 times more than what was believed in the early 90s. And it's based off of the limited technology that we have to be able to gather this information. So it was believed that there were 200 billion, and that number is now increased to 10 trillion galaxies. And only Allah knows the realities behind this, and only time will tell what our understanding of this will be. Now, these are galaxies. Each galaxy is believed to contain about 100 million stars. The sun being a star, each galaxy contains 100 million stars. So 10 trillion galaxies, 100 million stars in each galaxy, and we are mesmerized by one star in our galaxy. You can't quantify. The calculations are, you wouldn't be able to compute it. You'd need a computer to actually calculate this. This is the vastness of Allah's creation. Now, if you look at our understanding of the universe, for decades now, we've been trying to understand if the idea or the notion, if an idea or notion that Mars can have life on it is conceivable or not. We spent decades trying to understand what's happening in one planet, in one solar system, in one galaxy, and we still don't have the answer. Is it possible? Is the atmospheric pressure high enough at times that water can condense into a liquid form, and will it remain in that form? And this is an ongoing area of interest, and it's being It's been going on for decades now. And yet we still don't have the answer for one planet. And this is the planet that's right next to us. We don't have the answer for one planet in one solar system, in one galaxy of the entire universe. Now, if each galaxy of the 10 trillion galaxies has 100 million stars, you can imagine how many planets there must be in the entire universe. Well, you can't imagine. Let me correct myself. You can't even imagine how many planets are there in the universe. We haven't figured out what's happening in our neighboring planet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every fine detail about every single planet in every solar system and every galaxy of the universe. This is the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. It is beyond our imagination. We wouldn't be able to. You would go crazy trying to understand how amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is of the universe. And it's not just that He knows this. He created it. He brought it into existence. It's beyond our imagination. So we learn from this that the information that is hidden from human beings is never hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The information that we've been trying to search for, that information Allah ta'ala is well aware of. Nothing, no knowledge, no matter how many light years away it may be, no matter how many galaxies away it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of everything that's hidden within the universe. You can look at it from a different angle. For centuries, you can say longer, since for many, many millennia, people would always think that the smallest, you could say, molecule was basically a grain of sand, a grain of salt, a grain of sugar. This is as small as it gets. And if you were to break it and you were to crush it, the smallest thing that you'd be able to see was the smallest particle within the universe. And then what happened? Research and scientists keep looking, look further and further, deeper and deeper, until they finally came to an understanding, probably in the late 1800s, that there's more to this than we know. There's a lot more that's hidden underneath the surface. So what, they finally come up with the theory that there's an atom. And then the electron was discovered. Late 1800s, the electron was discovered. And then they came to this realization, well then, the fundamental piece of every single part of the universe is the atom. There's a proton, there's a neutron, and there's an electron. And this was a breakthrough. I mean, first it was obviously challenged. This is craziness. Eventually it was accepted, and this was a breakthrough that we now finally know what's actually hidden within the beyond what the eye can see. So this was the running theory, the prevalent theory. Then what happened? More discoveries, more people research, thousands and thousands of researchers put their effort in, and then they find out that no, the smallest particle isn't the atom, number one. The smallest particle isn't the neutron or the proton. Each of these actually themselves is made up of three quarks. And that's our current understanding. But it took millennia to come to this. And it took the efforts of thousands and thousands and thousands of people and of great minds to come to finally this point. And even this point isn't sufficient, or even this point isn't the final end point. Even this is being debated. There must be more. There must be more than what we've sort of discovered to this point. This can't be the end, because even this theory doesn't work. It seems, based off of some complex physics, there's more. There's more to it than this. And who knows, it maybe takes another century or two centuries for us to figure it out. But the reality is that we keep looking for things that are hidden, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of every single one of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's well aware of all of these things. Anything that's apparent, anything that's hidden, is within the knowledge of Allah. Now, you could say that, okay, I understand, or we could understand that, you know, maybe a planet that's several galaxies away, we aren't able to actually know much about it. But this is right before our very eyes. I mean, this is right in front of us. My hand is made up of cells, and then there's different cellular functions. And you look further, deeper into it, okay, then each one is made up of different molecules, complex molecules, and simple molecules, and then atoms and protons. And it's all happening right here. And there's active movement ongoing right here. But I'm looking and I can't see it. I don't have the ability to see it because it's hidden from me. But nothing is hidden from Allah. Nothing is hidden from Allah. It could be galaxies away. It could be right before my very eyes. I won't be able to see it. I won't be able to appreciate it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most certainly appreciates it. Now, You recognize that what's out in space is within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. We recognize that what exists within each subatomic particle is within the knowledge of Allah. Despite understanding this, we often think that there is a space that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no knowledge over. Or maybe not Allah, but there's a space that no one has knowledge about, except ourselves. And that is the space that lies within us. That's the space that lies within our hearts. In our minds, we think that there is a place where we can hide secrets from the rest of the universe. Not just the rest of the universe. We can hide it from our friends. We can hide it from our families. We can hide it from our parents. We can hide it from society. But the reality is that there is no such place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that lies even within ourselves. We think we can hide our emotions. We think we can keep in our experiences. We think that these are just for us, for no one to know, whether it's because we're ashamed or whether it's because we don't want to share. But that one place that we feel no one has access, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full access. It's what lies deep within ourselves and deep within our hearts. We'll never be able to hide these things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't hide anything from Allah. If the planets in the furthest galaxy from this solar system can't be hidden from Allah, if the particles that are deep within the subatomic structure cannot be hidden from Allah, if nothing can be hidden from Allah, then how is it that we think that we can hide what lies within our hearts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In fact, Allah Ta'ala knows what lies inside us better than we know ourselves. Allah Ta'ala knows what lies deep within our hearts better than we know what lies deep within our hearts. This is why it comes in the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he supplicated to Allah. He made a dua to Allah. And he said, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنُ. Our Lord, you know full well what is hidden within me. وَمَا نُعْلِن. And what is revealed, what I've kept open. وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. But nothing in the skies, nothing in the heavens, nothing in the universe is hidden from Allah. This is the proclamation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know every fine detail about whatever is within me. Whatever we hide from anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to see it. Whatever we hide from ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it. Our deeds, our sins, those things that make us happy, those things that make us sad, those things that we've sort of stashed away hoping no one would ever be able to find, hidden deep within the depths of our soul, it is clearly visible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only is it clearly visible to Allah, it's clearly understood by Allah ta'ala as well. The reality is, we can't hide from Allah. There's nothing we can hide from Allah. There's nothing we can hide from Allah ta'ala. He's aware of every fine detail. He's aware of everything that's contained within our hearts. He's aware of everything that we've harbored within our souls. And the reason that we bring this up is because on nights like these, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so rampant, His ability to forgive and His ability to accept the requests of His servants is so dominant over the universe, His attention is so encompassing, then it behooves us to open up our hearts and display it before Him. Rather than fooling ourselves, thinking in our own minds that we can keep this hidden away for the rest of our lives, rather than fooling ourselves and thinking that There's no one that understands what's actually going on in my heart and in my mind and in my soul. Rather than fooling ourselves and thinking, this is just for me. These are my own emotions. These are my own experiences. These are my own struggles. These are my own difficulties. These are the nights where we pour our hearts open before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we open up and we convey our emotions to Him. We convey our struggles, our difficulties, our challenges. And the reason is, not only is it that He knows what lies within, whether we reveal it or not, but because He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the healer of whatever is contained within our hearts. If we hope to rectify any of these, then we have to open up ourselves before Allah ta'ala. He is the one who forgives the mistakes that lie deep within our hearts, that no one knows about, that we've hidden for decades, that we've been shy to reveal. He's the one that helps remove the ills that lie within our heart that we've harbored for some time. And He's the one who provides a way out for the struggles that we've been experiencing. Those things that we've kept inside, that we don't share, that we don't want to speak to anyone about, that we tend to ignore, that we tend to neglect. He knows. And He provides a way out. He's the avenue by which every assistance in this world can be sought. You know, earlier tonight, the Imam was reciting a verse that we recite every day, multiple times a day. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Verily, to You alone do we worship, and to You alone do we seek help. And to You alone we seek help. And I thought to myself, what a claim. What a claim that is. If only I could make that true. Every day I claim in my salah that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I turn, and He's the only one whose help I seek. It's just a lie. I have yet to open up my heart to my Lord, knowing full well that He knows everything that's contained within it. And I have yet to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one being that I turn to for help when I need it most. We look in every other direction. We look to get help from every other place. And yet we claim every single day that we only turn to Allah for assistance. But it's on nights like these special nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. There's a reason that He's kept us alive to experience the 27th night of this Ramadan. And so that we have that opportunity once again to recommit ourselves to Allah, to perhaps make true the claims that we've been making every single prayer of every single day. And perhaps that we open up our hearts to Allah like we've never done before. These opportunities Allah Ta'ala gives us for a reason. So we are indebted to our Creator, who knows everything that lies deep within our hearts, who knows everything that lies deep within the depths of the universe, deep within every aspect of everything in existence. We thank Him, we recommit to Him, and we seek His rahmah and His mercy like we've never done before. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to better understand the realities of the universe that He's created. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to recognize and appreciate His mercy and His ability to forgive during these last few days of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to open up our hearts before Him in this world, before our hearts are opened up before Him in the hereafter. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.